Welcome to another session of the Forex Trading Audio Course by Bullish Minds. In this session, we will be diving into three types of trading approaches: intraday, swing, and long-term. Each of these approaches has its own characteristics, advantages, and risks. In this session, we will explain these three approaches in detail. Intraday trading. Intraday trading refers to buying and selling currencies within the same day. The goal of intraday traders is to make a profit from small price movements in the currency pairs they are trading. Intraday traders use technical analysis tools such as charts, indicators, and oscillators to identify potential trading opportunities. We will discuss more about technical analysis in upcoming sessions. Let's see some advantages of intraday trading. High potential returns. Intraday trading provides the potential for high returns as traders can make profits from small price movements. If done correctly, intraday traders can make profits in a short period of time. Low capital requirements. Intraday trading requires lower capital requirements compared to swing or long-term trading. This makes it accessible to a wider range of traders. Disadvantages of intraday trading. High risk. Intraday trading involves a higher level of risk compared to swing or long-term trading. This is because traders need to make decisions quickly, and there is less time to research and analyze the market. Time-consuming. Intraday trading is time-consuming and requires a high level of focus and attention. Traders need to be able to monitor the market closely throughout the day, which can be exhausting. Emotional stress. Intraday trading can be emotionally stressful, as traders need to make decisions quickly and manage their emotions effectively. The next type of trading is called swing trading or short-term trading. Swing trading refers to holding positions for a few days to a few weeks. Swing traders aim to capture larger price movements in the market. Swing traders use technical analysis tools to identify potential entry and exit points. They also use fundamental analysis to understand the broader economic context in which they are trading. Advantages of swing trading. Less time consuming. Swing trading requires less time and attention compared to intraday trading as traders hold positions for several days or weeks. This makes it more suitable for individuals who have other commitments and cannot devote their full attention to the market. Lower risk. Swing trading involves lower risk compared to intraday trading as traders are less affected by sudden market movements. This is because swing traders hold positions for several days or weeks and can ride out short-term fluctuations. Lower transaction costs. Swing traders generally have lower transaction costs compared to intraday traders as they make fewer trades. Disadvantages of swing trading. Overnight risk. Swing traders hold positions overnight, which exposes them to the risk of unexpected news events that can affect the market. This can lead to significant losses if traders are not able to manage their risks effectively. Patience required. Swing trading requires patience as traders need to wait for the market to move in their favor before exiting a trade. Emotional stress. Swing trading can be emotionally stressful as traders need to hold positions for several days or weeks. This can be difficult for traders who struggle to manage their emotions effectively. Some people say swing trading is not profitable as intraday trading, but I disagree. Both intraday and swing trading is profitable depending on the risk, market opportunities, and the strategy they are using. Personally, I am a swing trader as well as an intraday trader. I hold positions for one day up to 5 days. For me, the time of holding the trade depends on the nature of the trade and market conditions. The last type of trading is called long-term trading or long-term investing. Long-term trading refers to holding positions for several months to several years. Long-term traders use fundamental analysis to understand the broader economic context in which they are trading. We will discuss more about fundamental analysis in upcoming sessions. Advantages: less volatility. Long-term investments tend to experience less volatility in their returns compared to short-term investments. This is because short-term investments are more susceptible to market fluctuations and news events, which can cause sudden changes in value. In contrast, long-term investments tend to be more stable over time, allowing investors to ride out short-term fluctuations. Lower taxes. Long-term investments are taxed at lower rates compared to short-term investments. This is because the capital gains tax rate decreases the longer an asset is held. This can result in significant tax savings for investors who hold onto their investments for many years. In conclusion, trading refers to intraday and swing trading. Investing refers to holding a position for several months or years. In this course, we will be learning about trading, not investing. We will focus on intraday and swing trading and the technical analysis required to trade the market. I hope by now you have a clear idea about all three types of trades. Thank you for listening.